I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. The global trade of secondhand clothing is valued in the billions. Locally, clothes that don't sell in thrift shops are often sold to consumers around the world. But as that market falls apart, secondhand shops are taking an unexpected financial hit. New England Public Radio's Carrie Healy reports.
When the Brattleboro, Vermont thrift shop Experienced Goods changes its store window display every couple months, the staff sometimes hears back that the display provides pedestrians with a daydream moment. But when the window changed in January, the thrift shop was surprised by the buzz they created by heaping, literally, a ton of donated clothes in their window.
It is a big pile of unsaleable textiles, basically clothing, blankets, things like that, that are ripped or dirty, just something that you wouldn't pay a couple bucks for in a thrift store.
That's Ellen Graham, the assistant store manager at Experienced Goods, which raises money for hospice. This special display was her idea to bring attention to an issue that affects all secondhand shops. She says 4 tons of clothing a month goes unsold.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
The store used to be able to recycle those unsellables and do better than break even. Used to.
Well, basically, the price of textiles has gone from, the number was 16.5 cents down to 2 cents a pound. So when you take in all the other costs, including keeping it somewhere and moving it around, it's just not profitable anymore for the people we were working with to do it.
For the last 9 years, Southern Vermont Community Action collected the textiles from Experienced Goods and other thrift shops and transfer stations. In a Bellows Falls warehouse, the clothes are compacted into giant half-ton blocks to be eventually shipped overseas. The agency's Steve Geller says they scaled their collections back gradually over the past year as the market prices got softer.
So we started to, to cut down on it, thinking that that would help us ride it out until the prices went up. And the short of it is the prices never went back up, and they kept going down, and we finally said, we don't see any signs this is going to turn around, and we have to cut our losses at this point.
Geller is shipping out one final truckload of old clothes and then shutting down the recycling program. So why is Southern Vermont having issues recycling textiles? Eric Steuben is with the Secondary Materials and Recycled Textiles Association.
What Vermont's experiencing is really indicative of what's going on across the country.
Steuben says the bottom just fell out of the recycled materials markets, including what the industry calls mixed institutional rags.
And it really mostly ties into two factors: weak economic demand from overseas and strong U.S. dollar.
In Massachusetts, the market price that Goodwill Industries of the Pioneer Valley receives is just as bleak as the price in Vermont, according to the nonprofit's Mary Cassidy. But a major operation like Goodwill has options that many independent thrift stores do not. If donated clothes don't sell in their main stores,
then they go to our outlet store, where things are mostly sold by the pound or by the pallet. And then if they don't sell there, then they go into our warehouse for salvaging.
Back on Flat Street in Brattleboro, Ellen Graham at Experienced Goods is thinking about what to do with the ton of textiles in her window display. She says she'll have to throw much of it out, and that's not free.
We're probably going to have to double the amount of dumpster pickups we have. What we'd really like is for people to be more mindful about what they bring and only bring us things that they feel are saleable.
In other words, keep those nasty off-white T-shirts to yourself. For VPR News, I'm Carrie Healy.